mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Clarinetist and composer Kenan Asmé was born in Damascus, but now lives in New York, where most days he wakes up to bad news from home. We're listening to one of his compositions, A Sad Morning Every Morning, dedicated to the victims of a conflict now in its third year. Kenan Asmé is performing at the Hopkins Center at Dartmouth tonight, along with pianist Sally Pincus and the Apple Hill String Quartet in a program called Playing for Peace. The concert features works by Haydn and Mieczysław Weinberg and the world premiere of two compositions by the composer Karim Rustem, also born in Damascus, where he and Asmé last worked together in 2008. Rustem has not been back to Syria since then. Asmé has not been back since July of 2012. But the people who are suffering in Syria and the refugees flooding the region are never far from their hearts or their music. We spoke to them from Dartmouth yesterday, and I asked them about their experience of watching a conflict turn from so much hope in a nonviolent uprising in spring of 2011 to a full-blown civil war.
At first, it was shock that anybody would raise a voice so clearly against the Assad regime, because from my generation, it was just not something that was ever conceivable. And then once you started to see how fearless people became and brave and go out and protest nonviolently, it was very inspiring that something positive could come out of all of this. And then it slowly and then very quickly started to devolve into what we have now. Watching that happen has been devastating to see that.
How about you, for you, Kenan?
You know, you mentioned the word hope, I think, and in the beginning, everybody's hopeful. I mean, I try to continue to be hopeful just based on the belief that history only moves forward. Of course, you know, I'm trying to be optimistic, but in the meantime, if you go to any of the, you know, of the families who lost the loved ones and tell them, well, you know, you have to keep optimistic and, you know, this is about generations to come, it's very hard to justify all this violence that is happening. Of course, it's tragic by all means from a human perspective, but we try to keep optimistic because I think, again, history moves only forward.
I'm assuming both of you have read and seen and heard a lot of firsthand comments about these kinds of stories, and I'm interested in how that process, those flashes of news and your stored memories and experiences become expressed in composition. Is it that direct, Karim?
Yes, very much so. It's one thing to see it on the news and read about it online or wherever. It's another thing to speak to a friend whose son or daughter or whatnot was kidnapped and never came home, and you know, stories that I don't care to repeat that are just very difficult. It becomes very palpable, very real, and You have these conversations with people, and then there's just this heavy silence. And what can you say? And so for me, every piece of concert music I've composed since 2011 has been an outlet for me personally. So it directly affects what I'm expressing for that kind of music that I'm writing.
Well, let's talk about one of the co-commissioned pieces that will be premiering at the Hop at Dartmouth tonight, A Muffled Scream for a Solo Clarinet, which Kenan will be playing. Karim, what is the backstory for this composition?
This was a rather difficult news story I read about. I'm a father of two lovely young daughters, and since I became a parent, I'm ever more sensitive to reading stories like this. And it was about two young children at the Za'atari refugee camp in Jordan who died through the night, basically from exposure. They just didn't have enough blankets. And something so simple and so seemingly accessible as blankets could make, you know, a difference of life and death. And just it was so upsetting that I had to find a way to channel that. But at the same time, you know, I think the title of the piece really expresses what I'm trying to communicate with that. It's complicated. I still have relatives who are there. Many of them have left. They all have differing points of view on the origins of the conflict and who's right and who's to blame. And so I'm not very politically vocal online as a lot of people are today, because I have to be careful what I say so not to put them in danger. So I try to express it through pieces like this, but that was a specific story for that particular piece.
But you do have the international community working on this. You have the Arab League, last month, the arrival of this UN weapons team. What does a composition do? What does it add to this conversation?
I think that that's a person-to-person connection, very much at the local level. If somebody makes the effort to go to a concert hall, they make the effort to be open to an experience of some kind. And I firmly believe that when music is beautifully played and it's the right situation with the right people and the right openness by the audience, something really special can happen that might move that one person, and they may go out and help somebody else more directly. And I understand that these large organizations are moving in ways to help. But, you know, it's one thing to read a news story about that. It's another thing to connect with an artist or another person directly. And I think that, for me, is a much more significant thing.
Kenan, do you have any thoughts on that, about what music adds to this whole conversation about Syria, especially one that's so complicated and one that I think so many Americans really don't have a grasp of?
What, like Karim said, you know, he wrote pieces in the last 2 years and a half based on the emotional content he's feeling. Are these pieces going to change the situation on the ground? Maybe not. But I think he owe it to himself, actually, to express how he feels. And in the hope that there are some people who are going to listen carefully and hopefully start to ask themselves some questions, you know, and like trying to understand exactly the background of all this. This is abstract music. Karim is not a singer-songwriter type who's just going to respond immediately on the spot and like kind of mobilize the streets. It's not going to be like that. But what it can do, it can make people reflect and think, hopefully, after the concert. And actually Karim wrote about that in his program notes. Like, if you are moved by these pieces, please consider donating to such and such. Mm. And hopefully that people will take something out of it. They will take the human experience with them when they go home after the concert or after hearing a recording of the piece, or maybe even after hearing this interview. I mean, making music is an act of freedom, and we're trying to practice that. And I think at this moment, like very dark times, to play music is sort of resistance too. And we're trying to push that to the maximum, trying to reach out to the most audience we can.
Well, let's hear a bit of a previous collaboration between the two of you. Karim's composition called Buhur. Kenan Azmeh here playing clarinet on El Kamel, or The Complete. We're speaking with two of the principals of the Playing for Peace concert taking place tonight at the Hop at Dartmouth, clarinetist and composer Kenan Azmeh and the composer Karim Rustam, both born in Syria, now both living in the U.S. Two of Karim's musical responses to the Syrian conflict, one that is called Traces and the chillingly named A Muffled Scream, will premiere tonight at the Hop. Kenan, you were talking about what you are doing outwardly, your freedom to compose and express, how this conflict is affecting so many and creating so much loss. Like, the woman who couldn't get a blanket for her child. But how about inwardly? For both of you, there are layers of losses. The place where you grew up, the buildings and the infrastructure that provided sanctuary and services. How is that manifesting and moving through you?
You know, I don't think anything material can compare to human loss. The loss happens actually in different ways. Of course, there's loss of human lives inside Syria. Also, you know, the miserable times that the refugees are going through, whether they are internally displaced or refugees in neighboring countries. Granted, there are lots of help that is trying to try to reach to these people, but it's still, I think, it's very short until now. But the other tragedy, part of this, is the fact that the country is being emptied out. I mean, little by little, there are lots of people my age and younger. The art world in particular now, because I know the scene more than the others. People leave and they establish roots somewhere else. And then, I mean, these are the people who are going to rebuild the country eventually. I mean, we're talking about loss not only now, but I think we're trying to avoid the loss for like many, many years to come. So how do you cope with that? I don't know. You just keep doing what you're best at. And in my case, you know, as a musician, the best thing I can do is I can play music and continue to play as loudly as possible. That maybe it's a use and abuse cliche, I know, but maybe the music will be louder than all these bullets. Mm.
Both of you are highly lauded musicians, award-winning musicians, well-recognized, and Karim, I guess, also a bit of active in pop music. You've done a lot of arrangements for Shakira, including her duet with Beyoncé, Beautiful Liar, which many of our listeners may know. Now, could you do that music again while this conflict continues?
Sure. I still have to, you know, live my life and earn a living. And if work comes like this, I take it, and it's because I enjoy the variety as well. And sometimes it's a real challenge to do something that's completely different. And if working on a pop song can help raise my profile, so it can help me to better express some of these concerns I have, then I'm happy to have that.
I mean, I would like to add something to that, because if you follow closely what's happening in the art scene in Syria in the last 2 years, it's really incredible. You see the amount of humor that is out there, the amount of love stories, you know, expressed into like artwork, whether visual, video art or music, that have nothing to do really. It's not about just portraying or documenting what's happening now. They're also allowed and should be able to love and laugh and have good times if they can. And I think all these different expressions of in arts should be available, not only in time of crisis, in the time and also outside that time.
Kinan Asmeh, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Karim Rustam, thank you for sharing your story.
My pleasure.
Karim Rustam is visiting lecturer at Tufts and a composer. Two of his pieces will premiere tonight at the Hop's Playing for Peace concert with pianist Sally Pincus, Ginazme on clarinet, and the Apple Hill String Quartet. There will also be a post-performance discussion. For more information on tickets and more on Karim and Kinan, you can visit wordofmouthradio.org. And if you are moved to help, Karim and Kinan suggest donating to one of these organizations working with Syrian refugees: Mercy Corps, Doctors Without Borders, A Heart for Syria, or the Karam Foundation. We have links to more on all of them online at wordofmouthradio.org. We're always grateful for your listening time and invite you to become an active part of the Word of Mouth network of ideas by sharing your thoughts and comments on Facebook and on Twitter. Good stories tend to travel by word of mouth. We'd love to share yours. I'm Virginia Prescott. We'll be back with more tomorrow at 2 on NHPR.
Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Bill Barry,
and Zach Nugent.
Our intern is
James Pouliot.
Digital support from Rebecca Lavoie
and Sarah Plord.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters. To subscribe to our podcasts and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr at Word of Mouth Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth
is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.